The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
6, 23, 22. You're tuned in to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin'.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back, guys! It is Season 3 of Ms. and Mrs. Oh, the wait has been so long, but it's been so worth it because it's here.
It's here? It's been a minute since we've done one of these, so...
I know.
The fact that we're here and able to do it, it's a great thing, so yay for that.
Yay. I'm excited. Like, I have been missing just fluffy stuff, you know, just fun, fluffy stuff to watch.
Yeah.
Because everything feels like it's so dark now, and, like, so to have this back in this bright spot of joy, oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah, I'm with you on there, because everything, yeah, like you said, is very dark, and all this stuff is, like... This is light, it's easy to watch, it's simple. It's great TV.
It's wonderful TV, and thank you so much, USA, for bringing this back! Woo! And with that, I say we jump right into the episode, and we pick up with the Mazanins, where they're having a cute little tea party. It's Mike and Maurice and the girls. They're having a good time. You know, they're catching us up on their lives. Basically, Maurice is comparing Mike to her father, or to his father, saying, you know, everything you say, you sound like your dad.
Yeah, that's a little later. We'll get to that part.
But, you know, she's joking with him about that. And then, you know, Marjo shows up. Everybody's favorite mother-in-law, Marjo. She has a cold shower and she wants Mike to fix it. And Mike's like, okay, fine, I'll fix it. And then he gets a phone call from his dad. And George is like, hey, I know a mover who can give them a good deal that he met, you know, he met him at a casino. He's a high roller. He's a good guy. He'll save you money.
Yeah, they'll save money. So to catch up, Marjo is moving out.
And Barb's moving to LA because they bought both women a house. Not together, they're separate. But yeah, they, in the course of the break, basically it was decided that Marjo was going to move into her own place. And Barb and Barb's, I think, mother, Grandma Dixie, are moving to LA. And they're going to be living in their own place in LA.
Yeah, so Barbara
to be closer.
To be closer. Barbara moved back to Cleveland to take care of her, and now they're moving them out so they can all be close together.
And this is where we find out that Mrs. Parents have been divorced for 30 years.
I heard that, I went, wait, what?
You know, some people, they get divorced, and they're better divorced than they are together, and that's clearly Mrs. Parents, because they have a good relationship with each other. And Maurice is like, it's the weirdest damn relationship I've ever seen, but, like, they have a good relationship with each other. But I find this interesting that they're moving Marjo out, particularly because Marjo doesn't live with them full time. She kind of moves between her three children because she spends some of the time up in Canada. She spends some of the time in LA. So she's not with them full time, but she hasn't lived on her own for quite some time. Like, she hasn't had her own place for quite some time. And we find out why later, but
it was like 20 years or something like that.
Yeah, it's been like 20 years that she sort of moved between her three children. And I just find it interesting because Marjo lives in the guest house.
Yeah.
So I guess they didn't want her in the house whenever...
Wait, well, did this new place have a guest house? Because that's the thing. We don't know. The old place did.
The old place did. I thought it did. I thought it had like a little like pool house guest house.
I don't remember if this house had it. I don't remember.
I think it does.
It probably does, but I don't know.
Because the house in the Texas for sure had like the little casita where she could live. But I think she has her own, like, she definitely, there's definitely, I think, a mother-in-law or like a nanny area or something that, and that's where she lives, is she doesn't live in the house with them. She lives separately. Because I know that when they bought the house, that was one of the things that they were looking for in terms of the living arrangements, was that Marjo would have her own space because she lives with them. So it's like they want her to be independent, but they want her to be close as well. So, but the gist is it doesn't matter because Marjo's moving out and she's very unhappy about it. She doesn't want to move out. But they're kind of insistent that she go. You know, they're nicely insistent that they go. But in the meantime, Mike's got to fix the shower.
He has to fix the shower, but also we learn he has a big opportunity in front of him.
He does.
He is headed to Dancing with the Stars, or at least he's thinking about it. Because he got a phone call and saying, hey, you want to be on Dancing with the Stars? And Maurice was so excited.
Oh, she was thrilled. Like, everybody around him was absolutely thrilled. They're like, holy crap, are you for real? And he's like, yeah, I'm for real. And it's just, they were like, this is so cool. This is so exciting because, and they were correct. They just don't ask anybody to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
And so to be asked, especially as a WWE superstar, is a really cool thing because normally they don't necessarily let active WWE superstars do it. Like Chris Jericho did it, but he had to, I think, leave WWE. And Nikki Bella, I think, was technically, was she retired when she did it?
I think Nikki was retired. I think Stacy was active when she did it.
Maybe, yeah.
But that was towards the end of her career, anyhow.
Yeah, that was towards the end of her career. So Miz is like really kind of one of the first ones to still be completely active and do Dancing with the Stars. And so he's unsure.
His hesitation was because he likes to give it 100% focus, but there's so many things going on with wrestling and moving the parents and all the things. He doesn't know if he can focus on it because it took him years to wrestle, as he pointed out.
And, you know, I can respect that, but Maurice wants him to do it. The girls want him to do it. She wants him to do it for the girls so they see their father take on a challenge like this because it's good for them. And, you know, basically Miz is afraid that he's going to be the guy that sucks.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be that guy.
Which I can respect. And we cut to Miz working out with his BFF Dolph Ziggler. And he tells Ziggler, hey, I'm going to be they asked me to do Dancing with the Stars, but I don't want to do it.
No, before you get to that, Ziggler was like, they just want you to show up. Just put a suit and be in the crowd.
Yeah, and Mike's like, yeah, I'm going to like put on my tie and be in the crowd.
No, it's like, they want me to be on the show.
He's like, dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was a big supporter of it.
But Miz gives out all his reasons as to why he doesn't want to do the show. And Ziggler's like, well, that sounds like a bunch of excuses. It sounds like you're scared.
And Miz got so defensive.
He did, but it's like, you know what? He's not wrong.
He's
like,
not wrong, no.
Miz is scared, and he has every right to be scared because it's completely, for to him, it's completely unknown territory, right? Like, there's wrestling is one thing, acting is one thing. You know, even a reality show is one thing. Those are all in his wheelhouse. Those are all things that he's comfortable with doing. Dancing is a terrifying prospect for people because you really do put yourself out there, and you're doing it in front of a live studio audience. You're doing it in front of the world, essentially. You know it's going to get clipped and be on Twitter and YouTube and everywhere. And if you suck, you're going to suck forever.
Yeah.
So I get it. Like, it's like, he's like, I'm not comfortable with this at all. But Ziggler points out that, well, wrestling is dancing. What we do is dancing. And Miz and Ziggler dance. They have a little impromptu thing, which Maurice walks in on.
They were doing the arm things and like the arm locks and whatever, and Maurice walked in on, like, and they're on the ground like, what are you guys doing? It was great.
And then, like, you know, they say, oh, you know, we were just talking about him doing Dancing with the Stars, and Maurice is like, you're doing it. I don't want to push you to do it, but you're doing it.
And then gave all the reasons why.
Yeah, you're doing the thing. So do the thing.
Yeah.
And leaves. But yeah, she really wants him to do it because she views it as a great opportunity for them. Which makes complete sense.
And this is where we learn that, you know, Miz finds out he's sounding like his father.
Yep, that he keeps giving excuse after excuse after excuse, and the older he gets, the more he sounds like George.
And then he's just realizing it in his head, like, am I really sounding like that?
And he hears it come to life, because a little bit later, George calls and says everything went great with the move, and Miz is like, that's great, and so he goes over to his mom's brand new house. Shows up, everything is very clear, not great. Number one,
no,
there's
not
a dented lamp sitting out. There's candles on the ground that have rolled out of a box. Everything's in the garage. They have not carried it into the house. And Miz is like, well, and he's got his girls with him. And he's like, so who's moving all the stuff in the house? And George is like, it's me and you. And Miz is ready to lose it on his father, and really rightfully so.
He's like, this is why we pay people to move. I shouldn't have to do this.
Yeah, because you know what happened is Miz got, like, because Miz basically canceled, in quotations, the movers that he got, but he said he's still flying his mom and his grandma out to LA because he's not driving them. And he's not having them driven. It's like, people just fly them.
Like, the original George's plan was that the movers were going to drive them.
He's yeah.
Like, no.
No, we're still going to fly them out. We're still going to do that. But yeah, like, because that's true. It's like, professional movers, you're paying them to move your shit. So, you know, you pack it all up or you can have it packed professionally. I can't get past the having people pack your stuff because you know that they're silently judging you as they're packing your stuff. Trust me, I've been through that experience. I know what that's like. I never want to go through it again. It's super uncomfortable. You pack your stuff, you put it in boxes, you have it all organized, and then your movers come and they pack all your furniture and all your boxes and all your stuff out of your house and they put it in their truck and then they carry it to the new house. And then you tell them where you want all the boxes. If you're like me, you organize it by numbers and you have the numbers posted on giant sheets of paper in the room, taped to the wall, so they know number one goes in number one room, number two goes in number two room, etc. Because yes, I am like that. That's how I move. It saves a lot of time. And so that's what they're supposed to do. In this instance, no, what happened? They got everything there, we think, which is great. Everything looked kind of okay. Some stuff got damaged. But it's in the garage. And now Miz has got to carry all the stuff in the house. And he's like, hold on a second. I didn't sign up for this.
He goes, you're strong. You got it.
And he's like, no. I would be pissed. Like, I would be seriously pissed if he was like, well, yeah, that's what you paid for. And it's like, no, that's not what I paid for. I paid for fucking movers.
Yeah, so he would have lost it on his father, but his grandmother and mother are there, and they were happy to see him and the kids and everything, so he kept it cool, and then they're moving the stuff in, and George is grabbing the small little boxes and gets in his way and everything like that. Miz is carrying like the big Samsung TV boxes and whatever all around, and then, they stop for a minute, and Miz's mom brings him a water, and George grabs it right out of Miz's hand. Oh, it was very comical. It was great.
George Bazanin, everybody. George Bazanin. And then we get to the good stuff, which is, Miz tells his mom and his dad and his grandma all about the Dancing with the Stars opportunity. And, he's like, well, I'm not going to do it. And George is like, yeah, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. It's not right for you. You don't have rhythm.
Yeah. George was talking about how good of a dancer he was.
But, Miz doesn't have rhythm. And this is where Miz really starts to realize as he listens to his father, do I really sound like that?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, no. Oh, no. And meanwhile, we cut to the other side of the coin, which is Marie is helping her mother move. And Marjo is not happy about moving because she doesn't really want to move out. And this is where it gets really, really serious. We find out more or less how Maurice lost her father. And kind of what happened in the aftermath, which is basically that Maurice's father went out for a bike ride and he disappeared, and they found him a while. I don't know what the time difference is.
It was 1998 when he died. They found the body 5 years later.
Okay, yeah. So 5 years later. So they don't know how he actually died because all they found was bones. But that they presume he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's what they think happened, but they don't know for sure. But since that time, Marjo has lived with her children. She has not had her own home. She has bounced between her three children. And she really has not been living her life. She's been living her life vicariously through her children. And Maurice wants her mom to move out and enjoy her own life and live her own life and be happy, and kind of move forward. So she's kind of sort of pushing her mom out of the nest a little bit where it's like, look, it's been over 20 years. It's time. Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which I think Maurice is the youngest because she said she was 15 when her father passed away. So I'm assuming that her brother and her sister are older if Marjo's been living with them.
Yeah, one would assume, yeah.
One would assume, but I don't know. But yeah, it's like, it's super hard because, Marjo got left with three kids, and she's done everything she can to protect her kids. And then we kind of have a happy moment with Maurice and Marjo where they're messing around with the moving stuff and Maurice is trying to wrap Marjo up in the plastic wrap and everything. But yeah, ultimately, Maurice wants her mom to live her own life and enjoy her own life. And Miss and Maurice really want the house to themselves. And I think maybe in some small way, they might be looking at downsizing because that is a really big house. It's a lot to take care of. And they might be looking for something a little bit smaller, something that maybe doesn't require the same amount of room as what the house that they have now does. They might be staying. The only reason I say that is because I think they did put the house up for sale at one point, but I don't know if it's still for sale. But they could be looking to move, and maybe the house that they want to buy, they don't want it to be as big. That could be a possibility. Or they just want the house to themselves. I think they really want the house to themselves.
I think they want the help, but not the help all the time in the house.
Well, it's a little awkward, yeah, because it's like, she's right there. As much as you love your parents, right? Presumably. As much, it's like for me, as much as I love my mom and my dad, right? As much as I love seeing my parents.
You need time and space and all the things.
You need your own space. Especially after you've had your own space. You need your own space. And so to have them be like right there 24/7, it would be like, I don't know if I can do this. Like, I could try, and I would give it a try, but it's like after 8 years of Marjo living off and on with Miz and kind of traveling between the three children, Miz and Maurice are tired of it. And I think the pandemic might have accelerated that process. I don't want to, like, project, but it very well could have, right? Because Miz and Maurice were home all the time. Marjo was home all the time. I think all three parents at one point were in the house. So I'm sure they're ready, like, we want our own place. We want our own space. We love you guys, but we want you to be happy and we want to be happy. So get. I think that's what happened. That's all projecting. I don't know, but that's what it feels like. Is just like, we want our own space. But we get to move out day. And they got Barb and Marjo a toilet paper and poop cake.
That was so weird.
That they, with the tagline, we're going to miss the crap out of you.
So weird.
This is after Miz reprimanded his dad for saying crap in front of the kids.
Yes.
By the way.
Yes.
But yeah, that was a little strange. And then Maurice tells Miz he's doing Dancing with the Stars.
He like come in the bedroom, sit on the bed, and then he comes out, does the whole big thing. And
he had the see-through top with his titties hanging out and everything.
He did. He, in fact, did.
But this was a good episode. This was a fun intro back into Ms. and Mrs. I really enjoyed it quite a bit. Like I said, it's nice to have something fluffy and fun and not too serious and not too just heavy. Like, we had a couple serious moments in the show, but all in all, it's fun with the Mizanins, and I'm so happy to see it. Because, gosh, have I missed it.
Yeah. It's good to have it back.
It's very good to have it back. But I think we're done.
In case you want more Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs., you don't have to wait long. Like, just refresh the page and there's probably a new episode, because there's two episodes this week. Yay!
Ding!
So you can check out episode 2, like, probably right now. Like, once you hear the ending music, go download the next episode, because there's another episode, like, coming right after this. So, do the thing. Follow it on socials, at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check out The Rack live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, as we're headed to 10 on 6/23/22.
Oh my gosh, it's so scary. It's been 10 years.
So check that all out. Do all the things. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts, Amazon Music. Just search The Rack Radio Show.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Season 3, Episode 1. Tune in for Episode 2 very, very, very soon. Till then, bye!